And if you're into Coles collectibles, give us a call on 13 12 16. I want to know what all the fuss is about.
You know, I've got a few.
Have you now?
I've got four.
Well, yeah, you were telling me you can't eat them because I was confused about...
No, you can't eat them. They're just little toys.
And
I've got Weet-Bix. I've got a Milo tin. I've got a Vaseline thing and a cereal.
Right.
Cereal, I think it's...
And you get them if you spend a certain amount at Coles, hey?
Every $30 you spend, you get offered one of these little collectibles. And at first I didn't even know what it was. I just said yes, like, oh, I want things. Yeah, give me free things. So now I've got a few. But it's quite popular.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've seen it all online. I want to know what the goal is.
What the fuss is about.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Sharon on the line. Are you really into these Coles collectibles?
I love them. I love them. They're just great. How cute are they?
They are a bit cute.
I guess they're cute. But what do you do with them?
I just save them. I actually give them to the friends and grandkids and neighbours, and I swap them with people. I don't actually collect them all. I just get a thrill out of helping people fulfil their collection.
Oh, right. Okay. Geez, you're a good Samaritan.
That's really nice.
Yeah, well, I love that people want to collect. They buy the books and then they collect them all.
Yeah, I know. I've seen those.
Yeah.
Oh, that's full on.
You're like the Robin Hood of Coles collectibles.
Yeah.
You are.
So I swap them with the neighbours.
Oh, that's lovely.
Very good. Yeah.
Thanks for your call.
Charlie, are you collecting the mini shop Coles collectibles?
Yep.
And how are you going with it?
I've collected the whole set.
What? Oh, my God. How long did that take you?
Not that long, actually.
Yeah, and why do you... What thrill do you get out of collecting these?
It's just fun for me and my sister.
Yeah, you like to play with them?
Yeah.
Just like a toy, I guess, hey?
Yeah.
Is it just the challenge of collecting them, isn't it? Like, just the fun of trying to complete the whole set, I guess?
Yeah.
Do you have double ups, of like... Or have you just... You just got them the right ones?
We got double ups of some.
Yeah, right, okay. Mm. Ah, so it's just fun to play with.
You might have a few double-ups there that people are desperately looking for their collection, you know.
You could sell them. You could make a bit of money off
them. I don't know. Hey, good on you, Charlie.
You
thanks
need
for the call.
Some, Jono?
Oh, yeah, look, I'll have them if you want to bring them in. I could almost end up with a full collection there.
You could, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Charlie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And we've got Kerry on the line. Are you into these Coles collectibles too?
I personally am not, but my 4-year-old is absolutely obsessed.
Right.
So I have a bit of an alternative reason why I want to collect them, though. I'm finding them really, really helpful with my 13 and my 10-year-old's maths at school.
Okay.
So we actually set them up. We go through the brochures. So we go through the Coles brochures and we get the price of that actual product.
Right.
And then they actually go shopping. So the kids have got $10 to spend and they buy things from my shop and then they have to give me back the change. So I'm sort of using it to my advantage somewhat. So
that's very clever.
There is a rhyme to my reason, unfortunately, for my children.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're thinking they're just having a fun game of play and shop, and you're like, no, I'm gonna make this educational.
Just don't let them know that they're learning, because then they'll probably hate it.
Don't let them listen to this.
I doubt many parents are doing what you're doing, Kerry.
I know, but I think that you've got to make something out of what's in your face. So,
I think it's great.
Fantastic idea.
You can't get away from them.
You might have given a few parents out there an idea now.
Yeah.
There you go. A good one. Thanks very much
good
for your call,
Kerry.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
12 past 8 on here. They are really popular, aren't they?
They are.
People sell sets.
Have you seen
some of that?
I was actually reading this article on the Gold Coast. They had a swap meet. They had a Coles collectible swap meet.
They've had several of those all around the country. Has there been one here as far as you know?
I don't know. I've been seeing them get sold in Mackay Buy Swap Sell, but I haven't seen anything about a proper swap meet going on.
Maybe we need to arrange a swap meet.
I think we do. I think we should.
Just 13, 12, 16, give us a call if you'd be interested in coming along to a Coles mini shop swap meet that we arrange.
All these kids are like,
would that interest
yes,
you?
Mom, tell them yes.
Because maybe you are just looking for a one or two to complete your set.
Yeah.
You just need a swap meet to mingle and get those little pieces that you can't eat, by the way, Rach.
If the other places could do it, why don't we could do it too, surely.
Would you be interested in a Coles mini shop swap meet? Let us know. Dino, should we arrange a swap meet for Coles collectibles?
No.
No.
No?
No. My partner, she's kind of addicted to it. They're doing swapping over Facebook. There's like almost no Mackay swap and sell page for it. Specifically for those items.
So you're just against all Coles Mini Shop, anything Coles Mini Shop?
Yeah.
So were you saying, is there a dedicated Mackay Buy Swap Sell page to the Coles Mini Shop? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't know. But, yeah, there's specific groups that have...
It's got out of hand, you reckon?
Oh, just a little bit. It's almost Pokemon card trading.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It seems like that's what it's come
to,
hey?
You know it's getting serious if it's getting to Pokemon territory. You know that's serious. All right, well, Dean, we might not do it then.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, mate.
Cheers, mate.
No worries. Have a good day, guys.
See ya. We have just had a inbox here from Christy saying that there's a swap meet happening on the 1st of September at a Coles. I need to get more details on this.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh.
Well, so there is one happening.
So there is one happening.
So whether Dino likes it or not.
Sorry, Dino.
He's going to be hearing more about those.
His missus is going to be at the swap meet.
Coles thingies. Yeah. We've got Kim Tao from the Mackay Turf Club in studio with us. There's a big race day happening on the 31st of August. You're going to be doing something special for the farmers, Kim.
That's right. So with our normal midweek race days, we've got one falling on Friday the 31st of August. So we decided, why don't we team up with the Dresses for the Drought ladies that are originally from Mackay that are doing great things down south to help out. And we're going to help raise funds on the 31st of August for our farmers.
Dresses for Drought. Tell us a little bit about this.
So basically these ladies got together thinking, well, what can they do to actually help these communities individually themselves? You know, instead of just bringing them money and that sort of thing, a lot of the social activities don't happen anymore in these little communities that are drought stricken because they just can't afford it. So
I see.
They've decided to get dresses and suits for all the young students and that sort of thing in these areas to still be able to hold their debs and that sort of thing. So, which is wonderful because these sort of community events is what keeps those little places going and keeping them alive.
I used to live in Inverell in rural New South Wales, and I went to one of these balls you're talking about.
Yeah, the
whole
ball.
Town in Bundara, tiny little town. The entire town is in this one hall.
That's right.
And it's so much fun.
It's awesome.
It's great. So, yeah, we want to be able to ensure that these towns can continue.
Absolutely.
It's great. It's like the highlight of their calendar in the year.
Yeah, because not only does it actually get them all together for an uplifting social occasion, it actually helps bring money back into the community and rotate money throughout the community because they need hairdressers and they need makeup artists. They need a venue to host it, you know. So it gets everyone together for a great fun time. And I think it's just a unique and different idea that these girls are doing. They're both originally from Mackay. So we thought, why not team up with them?
Keeps the money local as well.
Yeah, keeps the money local. Yeah. And that's ultimately what we're going to be doing is raising money with the Dresses for Drought. You can actually go to a GoFundMe page as well that they've got /Dresses for the Drought where they're raising money.
We'll share
money.
That on ours.
Yeah. Yep. So they're actually raising money so that the money goes back into these little communities where they can hire the hairdressers in that community, hire the makeup artists in that community, hire the venues in those communities. So more money comes into those communities and circulates throughout those actual little regional areas. For a fun occasion.
We've got Fantastic. To help out the farmers, don't we?
Absolutely.
We do. And everyone's doing what they can do, but this is just something unique and different. We thought, well, why not?
It is.
Sounds
Kim,
good.
Love it. That's the 31st of August, which is a Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to be a race day with
live local races. We've got, you know, we've got the kitchen open and everything, so food. We're going to have raffles.
Yeah.
So we've got some great prizes that have been donated already, you know, and they're flowing in. You know, HitFM have actually donated two adults with a two-night stay at Club Croc with Brekkie.
Nice.
Which is wonderful. Sweet Fields Photography, a $300 family photo session. You bet have come on with four $50 bedding vouchers, something for the blokes,
Great.
You know. There's beauty, hairdressing, you know, there's just so much that's being donated. It's wonderful. So we'll do raffles and we've got race sponsorships as well. So if corporates want to get involved and buy a race sponsorship, they can do that and get a $500 hospitality package on the day for 10 people. So
Ooh.
Come along. We've got three of those available. So
okay,
the first
go to the website
three,
for that?
Yep. Just email events@mackayturfclub.com.au.
Another
or the website, yeah.
Great excuse to get to Mackay Turf Club.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be
Thank
an awesome
you,
day.
I'd have to say, Rach, you are, of everyone I know, the most into reality TV.
Love it. I absolutely love reality TV. So we've got a little segment called Reality Recap with Rach.
Yeah, where you give a bite size into what's going on in the reality world. Wait for it.
Reality Recap with Rach. Right. So last night, was episode 2 of KUWTK, also known as Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Now, on this episode, the beef continues between older sisters Kim, Khloe and Courtney, with Kim and Khloe deciding that Courtney's change of attitude must have come from her new therapist, in which they break the fourth wall, look at the camera and say to Courtney's therapist, "If you are watching, we hate you." Then, moving to another storyline not about those three, Kendall makes an appearance on the show, but crisis strikes when she has to move out of her current million-dollar house because it's been sold, and she has to move into another multi-million dollar home. Oh, poor thing. But the renovations aren't finished, and she doesn't know where she's going to live. But don't fear, because being part of the Kardashian clan, Kendall has about 7 other family members with multi-million dollar homes that she can move into. And when you kind of do the maths, that's about 50 spare rooms that she could end up crashing into. So, crisis averted, Kendall was all okay, and she looks like she might be moving in with her mum for a little while. That's all on Reality Recap with Rage. I'll catch you next week. Reality Recap with Rage.
I like that I don't need to watch the Kardashians. Yeah. I can just get your recaps exactly. And I know exactly what's going on.